The protests took place in front of the Yulin America building near Miami International Airport. Yulin subcontracts airplane cleaners and other workers for several major airlines. Workers say the company has threatened or fired employees who attempted to unionize. Yulin did not respond to WLRN's request for comment, but the protest wasn't targeting just one company. About 50 protesters called for a $15 hourly wage and union rights for airline workers across the country. They carried signs with a picture of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and the words Destination Justice.
¿Qué queremos?
Justicia!
What do we want?
Justice!
Sandra Smith is a cabin cleaner and wheelchair attendant at Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport. She says even working those two jobs, she can't afford her own home and can't send money to her family abroad.
I can't help my grandkids the way I want it. If something really happened, you got to make a sacrifice over here to help your family at home because you're going to still want to help them.
Helene O'Brien is with the SEIU, the Service Employees International Union.
They all make less than $15 an hour. And if they get the health insurance, they make, you know, $11 or $12 an hour. But unfortunately, in Miami, the workers don't even work full time.
O'Brien says protests will continue if airline companies don't meet workers' demands. I'm Kate Stein in Miami.